show. My name is Brad Dalius. Great to have you with us again tonight. Remember, each and every Tuesday night at 8 Eastern time, you can find us on your computer, laptop, or smartphone at cashbackradiolive.com. It's great to be with you again tonight. A very special guest we have on the program. Lots to talk about with Savion. The company continues to grow. We're about a month out now from the big global launch event in Las Vegas, so people are really starting to get excited about what's to come here in the short future, coming up real soon here with the company and beyond as well. But tonight's guest, very special guy. I've gotten the chance to know him over the last couple of years out of Los Angeles, California. Mr. Bev Drury joins us now over the phone to talk with us tonight here on Cashback Radio. How you doing tonight, Bev?
Just great, Brad. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Appreciate you coming on tonight.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, first off, Bev, you know, I just want to kind of congratulate you and all the success that you've had with networking, and I know you're involved with many different things. I know you, so you're always very busy, and you're always trying to make time for as many people as possible. So we really want to say thank you for coming on the show tonight. And first off, I want to just start talking about your background, specifically some of your past experiences in networking. You know, kind of take us through the early days getting involved and what the experience was like for you.
Well, to be honest, Brad, I was thinking about that. You know, the experiences for me, I think today are just like the experiences of years ago. I mean, we all are going to come into this business excited about the opportunity and the potential to improve our lives. Perhaps we're looking for a better way to improve our lives, to create a different lifestyle and make more money or what have you. But we're all faced with the learning curve that we're going to have to go through. So there's ups and downs, and so there are hurdles that we're all going to have to go through. And even today, you're still going to face them, even with the new technology with social media, social marketing, and all this stuff. There's still a learning curve, and so there's still going to be the ups and downs. You're going to get frustrated and the failures, and then there are going to be successes if you persist and are passionate and prepare for your success. But you're going to experience the same things that I experienced more than 40 years ago, the ups and downs and the ins and outs. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way life is, I believe. But networking, really and truly for me, it hasn't changed that much in the last 45 years I've been in the industry. It's just still great. It's still exciting for me. So I love it personally.
What are some of the ways in which you best have found out over the years to combat the learning curve, you know, to be persistent, like you just mentioned before? What have been your experiences with that? What have been some of the ways you've found to best conquer that?
Okay, great. For me personally, coming into this industry, not knowing anything about it, and being around other people that had achieved success in the industry, they will tell you what you have to do. At least they told me. And it started simply by beginning to improve myself, by reading great books, you know, listening to CDs, listening to cassette tapes, and always going to the functions, always being plugged into what's going on. But most importantly, is associating with positive people who are progressive, people who are always going to encourage you and support you in your endeavors.
Now, I know, Bev, as you mentioned, you've been around a long time in this industry. You've been to different events over the years. You know, going to these different events, it's always something different. Sometimes it's some more of the same stuff as well, but I'm curious to get your take off of when you first got involved with Savion and what some of your expectations were for some of the, you know, the first, the big launch event back in February in Vegas, just kind of going in during that time period. What were some of your expectations for this, and how did you think it maybe would be different compared to some of your past experiences?
Well, I was surprised at the kickoff, at the launch for Savion, because when I first heard about it, I really didn't see the big picture. You really didn't see the vision until I went back to New York and met some of the key leaders. And then when we first had the initial launch in Las Vegas, I was very surprised, pleasantly surprised, at the amount of people that showed up. Almost 400 people, I believe. It was just a lot of people. It was just great. And so it was just great to see everybody that was so excited about Savion, and they had the vision. And I saw new people who had never been in this industry. I met some old friends who had been in the industry, and perhaps they didn't see the opportunity at first either when it was presented to them. And so it was just great. It was just a great experience being there and watching all the excitement and talking to all of the people and getting ready for the explosion that's about to happen this year in 2016 with Savion. It's going to be incredible.
Absolutely. And we're talking with Bev Drury out of Los Angeles tonight here on Cashback Radio. You mentioned, Bev, meeting up with different people who you've worked with in the past, part of maybe different companies, or you've crossed paths before long ago, and you see these different people again. That's got to be kind of fun, right, to see people that you've had success with maybe before in the past, and you continue along similar journeys, and you meet up in the future. Kind of shed some light on that as far as people go in this industry.
Okay.
And seeing, you know, building relationships, and even people maybe you've lost touch with for whatever reason, but you do kind of reconnect. And it's a company where it seems to kind of funnel people back in. It has a way of doing that.
Absolutely. Because it has such mass appeal, in my opinion, it has such mass appeal, and Savion is such an easy business to work. When I say easy, I mean, it's for me, the reason I like this particular business model or concept is because I don't have to teach anyone how to shop. I don't have to convince them to shop. I don't have to convince them or teach them how to save money or anything like that. And so as you build a business in network marketing, and if you are a people person and you like people, that's the best part about it for me, to get involved in the business and to meet so many different people, create so many relationships all across the country now, really and truly around the world, but, you know, and to reconnect with them, and, you know, and you share your successes and you share your failures and frustrations and disappointments. And so you'll know that we're all the same. And so it's just like minds reaching out and touching base. And what's the word I want to say? Not complimenting, but supporting each other. That's the word I want to say. It's supporting. And so it's just very, very a supportive atmosphere is what I felt when I went to Las Vegas and at that other meeting, at the launching meeting. It was just great. Everything was great.
What do you enjoy the most about this type of work? Which aspect gets you most excited and most passionate?
Okay, the fact that I have the freedom to come and go as I please. I have the freedom to make as much money as I choose. It's up to me, you know. One of the things that I don't like about a traditional 9-to-5 job is the fact that you're always so limited. I mean, you can only make so much money. They're only going to pay you so much. You've always got to be worried about someone else getting your job, so to speak. And so in the corporate world, there's just so much infighting and everything. Here, it's just all supportive. I want people to make as much money as I, or to make even more than myself. So it's all about helping and supporting and building each other up. And it's just the freedom that it gives you. And, you know, if you work, guess what? You can make a lot of money in this industry. If you choose not to work, if you're lazy, you're going to make anything. I like the fact that you have the opportunity to get paid for what you're worth. You know, that's why I came into this industry. I said, I've always felt that wherever I worked on a 9-to-5 job, no one's going to pay me what I think I am worth. And in order to earn what you're worth, then you have to be in an environment and have a vehicle that will allow you that opportunity to succeed. There are no ceilings on the amount of money you can earn, yet there's no floors either. There's no support. So if you do not work, You will not make any money in this industry. So it'll show you, you will get paid exactly what you're worth.
Whatever you put into it, you're going to get out of it. No question.
Even more. That's correct. If you put a lot in, you're going to get a lot out. That's absolutely.
So I was talking about this last week with Kevin Marino, as far as like a work ethic goes and like a mindset to get into if you just transition, let's say, from that 9-to-5 job into network marketing. You have your own business. You're going to create your own hours. It's all going to be up to you. That I think sometimes people think that's really easy to do, and it's a really easy transition, but it's not really that easy, right? It's definitely, you know, to be able to, it takes, you know, a little bit of, you got to put yourself in the right mindset. You have to take care of X, Y, and Z, and you can do that from anywhere, but you have to kind of maybe block out some distractions or whatever it may be in your life. What is that like as far as some insight goes into creating your own schedules? And if you're just doing this for the first time and getting into that mindset of doing this on a regular basis, takes a little discipline, I would think.
Absolutely. That is the key word. You hit it on the head, Brad. You must discipline yourself. You have to recognize that although this is not a 9-to-5 job, that doesn't mean you don't have to work. And in fact, I work more than perhaps with someone on a 9-to-5 job, but I work exactly when I want to work, how I want to work, and where I want to work. But I do work all the time, and I enjoy my work. My office is everywhere, but I enjoy it. But make no mistake, there is no doubt that you do have to still work, because if you don't work, whether it's in a traditional 9-to-5, if you don't show up to go to work, guess what? You're not going to get paid. Mm-hmm. Same thing in network marketing. If you do not discipline yourself and do the work, you're not going to get paid. So there's no escaping work. As I always say many times, this is called network marketing. The word work underlined, all right?
I like that.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun, a lot of friendship. It's a lot of things. But, yes, there's still work, but it's very, very enjoyable.
Savion Zabev Drury here on Cashback Radio, taking you to the bottom of the hour tonight here on Cashback Radio. We're going to step aside, though, for a break. We'll come back on the other side. I'll talk with Bev about Savion going expanding internationally, the big global event coming up, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the end of June back in Vegas. Lots of exciting stuff to talk about. More with Bev Drury right after this.
Discover a new career. Clarify a new lifestyle or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Welcome back to Cashback Radio. Brad Dalius with you, talking with Savion's Bev Drury tonight. By the way, if you missed any of our latest episodes of the show, you can always catch up on demand. The link is always the same. It's cashbackradiolive.com. So now back to our guest tonight, Bev Drury. And Bev, you know, we've been talking about a bunch of different things so far on the show. I do want to get into now what I alluded to before the break, talking about expanding and going international. I know you had an opportunity recently to head over to South Korea and Hong Kong as well to help promote the company abroad. I'm curious, what was it like? You know, how was your trip? What were some of the highlights?
Well, for me, it was just absolutely mind-boggling. In other words,
yeah,
to see what I was in Seoul, Korea, and with what Sonia has done from Atlanta to assemble the group of leaders and the people that were that came together over in Hong Kong. I mean, not in Hong Kong, but in Seoul, and they put on a major production. I mean, it's almost like the equivalent of our launch in Las Vegas, but it was just awesome. I mean, for that many people to be there, and everyone was just so excited and really excited about Savion. And so they're all also looking forward to coming to Las Vegas in June for the international launching as well. So it's going to be exciting. And then in Hong Kong, I've had other business interests in Hong Kong. I've been there before. That's a marketplace that is just really burgeoning right now. It's going to be phenomenal, and it's just now getting started. We're just finding beginning to find and locate the leaders over there, but it's going to be huge. So the Asian market, to the Philippines and all over in that area, Australia, that's going to be an incredible market for Savion. So the people are just excited. That's all. They're very, very genuinely excited about what Savion has to offer and what we're doing here.
Growing companies internationally, definitely easier said than done, right? And it's really amazing, I think, with the how big social media has gotten across all platforms, how it's really helped mm-hmm. to expedite that process for companies. If they have the right message and they're able to target a certain group, social media just adds that much more to it. So that's been really fascinating to watch. But I'm curious to get, what was it like to for so many people that, let's say you've never met, to be so excited about a company that's really, Stu, just a matter of several months old. Got to be a very unique experience to witness that firsthand.
It was. And, the people, though, what I think they're most impressed with is the fact that the people there like the idea that they're dealing with and a U.S. company, okay? That's all that has the flair. It just has a mass appeal that, this is a company from America, and it just carries so much credibility because a lot of companies have gone over to overseas, and in the international markets, they have become extremely, extremely successful. And there are a lot of companies in America right now that the bulk of their sales and the bulk of their business is from the international markets. And so it's just exciting for they're just excited to be in on the ground floor of Savion.
A year from now, Bev, where do you think Savion will be? As we kind of look ahead a bit, obviously it's very hard to predict where companies will be in a short amount of time from now, let alone a year. But the trajectory that the company is on right now, where do you see it headed here coming up in the near future?
Well, I think they said something in Las Vegas about we reaching 40, 50, 60,000 by June or by June in 6 months or so. That may or may not occur, but certainly I believe we'll reach 100,000 members before the end of 2016. And so where do we go after we hit that threshold that's sort of known as critical mass? The sky's the limit. Who knows where we're going to go? And with the new products and services and things that are going to be offered and introduced at the international launch here in Las Vegas coming up soon, we might even hit that 100,000 mark before the end of 2016. But we're definitely this is the time to get in. There's a wave that's building right now, and a wave of excitement and a wave of anticipation. And so I believe we'll hit that 100,000 before 2016, before the end of 2016.
Exciting times, no doubt. Now, the best is yet to come, and everyone's looking forward to it. Once again, we're talking with Bev Drury here on Cashback Radio. And Bev, I want to go back to actually something we were talking about a little earlier in the show, as far as we just mentioned a minute ago, people, this is the time to get in now. And I know earlier on we were talking about, you know, you and some of your past experiences starting out in network marketing and working with people as well in the industry. As far as the new folks go, people coming into network marketing for the first time, people looking to get involved with this company. And, you know, it can be a little daunting in general of people if they're just getting involved. Like I said, for the very, very first time, not really sure where to go or where to do, what to do, who to talk with. It can be a little overwhelming. Based off of your experience, what are some of the initial steps to take if you're just looking to get involved right away? What do you do first? Who do you talk to?
Okay. Well, first of all, though, Brett, I'd like to say this. You know, when someone evaluates a network marketing opportunity, first for me, I look at it, and it has to be something that appeals to me. It has to resonate with me. It has to be something that I want to do. You know, and it's okay. And although Savion is not selling lotions, potions, powders, pills, and legal services, and turtles and girls, all that stuff, that there's nothing wrong with selling any of those products or services. But if they resonate with you, then I will say move forward and try to build your business. With Savion, there are people that will look at it. If you like it, if it resonates with you, if it makes sense to you, if it makes business sense, then I would say run with it, jump on it, and go for it. If it doesn't feel right, if it doesn't resonate with you, then this is not for you. Savion is not for you. It's not for everyone. Just like no company out here is for everyone. Mm-hmm. But you have to know what you're looking for. And once you found it, then I would tell you to take massive action. Start telling all your friends. Start letting all your friends and associates know about it. And simply, how do you do that? You do it simply utilizing the tools and things that Savion has available for you. You don't have to become an expert. You don't need to be a brain surgeon or a rocket scientist to be successful with Savion. It's totally not necessary. All you need to be able to do is simply to point people to a website or get them to just simply, or not to get them, but to invite them to listen to a webinar or to listen to a conference call, or to three-way them in. I like what Kevin Marino says. This is with utilizing the technology now. Is just if you can learn how to text and shut up, and that's all you have to do. But the bottom line is this, is learn how to say less to more people. The less you say to more people, the more successful you're going to be. But the bottom line is you've got to feel good about the company. And someone looking at Savion, and if you don't feel good about the company, and if you don't feel good about the services and the products and the opportunity that Savion has to offer, then I will be the first to tell you, then this is not the opportunity for you. But if all these things do make sense to you, if it resonates with you, then jump in and jump in fast. And just put your head down and stay focused and get around people who are going to support you. Stay away from all the negative people. Find people who will constantly support you. And the way you're going to do that is be plugged in to all of the marketing tools and services that are available from Savion.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny if you, let's say someone, a member has a certain question or they're not, if they're uncertain about something, chances are they will probably find the answer to the question in one of the videos that gets put out or one of the calls. Chances are, if you just like kind of going off of what you're saying there, Bev, if you kind of keep your ears opened and your eyes opened as well, you'll probably find what you're looking for.
Absolutely. The answers are there, you know, to your questions and concerns. But again, if the new person has doubts and fears, then it's not for you, because it's going to take courage, okay? It's going to take courage to change your life and to make more money. And so it's going to take a change. And so you have to do something differently. As I say to many people, you know, perhaps you've never made an extra $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $100,000 in a month or maybe a year in this industry. If you haven't, then in order to do that, in order to do something differently, to make some extra money, then you're going to have to do something different as well. You're going to have to do something different. You're going to have to have some other experiences. If you've never did a national conference call, if you've never did public speaking, if you don't know anything about Facebook, there are just other skill sets. There are things that you're going to have to learn in order to become valuable. Whatever you're looking for, the income that you're trying to create, you've got to become that valuable. You got to create that value in the marketplace, okay? And so you're going to have to change. Savion doesn't have to change. Social network doesn't have to change. The company doesn't have to change. The products don't have to change. You are going to have to change.
What are some goals that, you know, starting out, for you, looking back on your experiences, what are some goals that you set for yourself originally when you got into the industry that maybe people can take something from that as far as when they look to set goals for themselves? Because goal setting is very important no matter whatever you're doing, in my opinion.
Sure.
And I'm curious to get your take on just a couple goals that maybe you set for yourself when you originally started and maybe what people can maybe shed some light on, maybe what people can set for their own goals.
Okay. Great. When I got started, you know, my objective was really just to make an extra $1,000 a month. And then all of a sudden it went to $3,000 a month. And, you know, my wife once said, and I met her in the industry, if she could ever make $3,000 a month, oh, my God, she'd be wealthy. But that's how it felt way back when. But right now, I mean, it's been years and years and years ago, I've made $3,000 a day, and even a lot more than that. $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a day. I mean, well over that. But you just start out to make something simple. So take baby steps. If you only need an extra $200 a week or $300 a month for babysitting or to pay a car note or to buy a car note, set your goals realistically. So do not go blindly and say, well, I want to make $1,000,000. Right. Well, everybody wants to make $1,000,000. But start off first, as they say, the very first step, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And so start smaller, I would say. If you want to make $500 extra a week or a month, it's your goals, but they're all personal. And so what I want to do now for myself personally, for a new person getting in, my goals would be way above a brand new person's goals. So because I believe I have the ability, the skills, and I have the experience, and I've achieved the goals that I'm looking for to achieve. I've already achieved them, have earned the kind of income I'm looking for. I've earned it in the past, and I know it can be earned in the future. And so, but if you've never done that, then you've just got to start slowly and grow into a bigger, better, more valuable person.
Love it. Awesome stuff. Savion's Bev Drury. Hey, Bev, thanks so much for your time tonight. I'm up against the end of the show. Really appreciate your insight, and feel free to come on again at some point in the future.
Okay, Brad, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bev. Take care.
You too.
That'll do it for tonight's show. I'm Brad Dalius. Next week we'll be back. We'll be joined by Carla Wiley out of Atlanta, Georgia. Carla's been doing some really big things for Savion, so we're excited to have her on next week. That's next Tuesday, 8 Eastern time, here at CashbackRadioLive.com. I'm Brad Dalius. Keep living the dream. I'll talk to you next week.